I'm joined here by Mr. Rico Sharkawi. I think I pronounced that wrong.
You got it.
And Mr. Will Hawkins.
How are you doing?
From the film A Pilot Story. Now, it's a documentary film about pilots.
Pilots,
pretty much. Boy, that was a stretch.
Yeah, I know. And their stories.
So and why they fly.
And why they fly.
It's essentially, it's the story as to why pilots do the things we do. You know, why do we go jump around the air in airplanes? What motivates us and why other people should come and join us?
Okay, well, what gave you the idea to tell this story?
So Will and I went to flight school at Watsonville, California. We shared the same instructor.
I've actually been there many years ago in the early 80s.
Beautiful place.
Yep.
Beautiful place.
Great place.
Beautiful airport. Yeah. And long story short, we hit it off and we've discovered that we had a passion for aviation. We discovered we had a passion for film and photography. And so invited him on board a flight that I had with my instructor. And he came back with a 3-minute video that was beautiful. I said, let's do some more. And we just kept doing videos and short videos for the internet, and here we are.
We started interviewing pilots around the airport, right, and asking a few questions and things like that. One of the things, just to get them on, you know, tape, you know, maybe their families would like it. Usually we were going after the older guys in the, you know, in the airport. And we discovered something that the things they were saying, the things that they were talking about, why they flew and what motivated them to go jump in an airplane and leave the ground were the same things that Rico and I felt and went through. You know, what was it like to do your first solo and things like that? It was all, and I said, there's a story here. This is something bigger, and I think we can use this to go motivate people on the outside of the fence that don't realize that they can come inside of the fence and do what we do. It's not that hard. It's not that expensive, and it's really, really rewarding.
So this is a film that is not only aimed at us pilots, but it's aimed at non-pilots as well.
It's actually, we're going to trying to specifically aim it to non-pilots. You know, it's specifically for, you know, preteens and teenagers and their parents. And we want to dispel the myths that, you know, aviation's dangerous, it's too expensive, and all those things. And try and get the parents to encourage the kids to get into it, because you get kids into aviation, it's literally and figuratively going to help them soar throughout the rest of their life, you know.
Not to mention fill the upcoming void of pilots that's going to be needed.
Well,
that's,
and there's that, true. And engineers, not even pilots, but engineers and astronauts.
There are numerous ways you can get involved in aviation. It doesn't have to be a pilot. You can be a traffic controller. You could be an FBO operator. You could be anything.
In my case, I understand they have openings for wheel chocks. How long have you guys been working on the film? I see that it's scheduled for a 2010 release.
Right. I would say easily a year and a half, almost 2 years now.
About that, yeah.
Is this your first trip here?
This is my first trip here.
Are you in aluminum overload yet?
I'm way beyond overload at this point, yes.
What you really need to do is get here early and get a breezy ride.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to see how big this place really is.
I had a very interesting ride a few days ago. I got to see it from the air in the Red Bull helicopter.
Oh.
With Chuck Aaron.
Did you convince him to stay upright?
Nope.
It didn't work. We did a couple of loops and rolls and a couple of other maneuvers that he has no name for. And,
sorry, that's just wrong. Helicopters are not supposed to do that
it's
stuff.
It's true. But you get in there, it's actually, I would say, benign compared to what you see from the ground looking up.
Yeah, I guess you don't. I don't even know what G-forces that thing is pulling.
It's pulling very little G's. Absolutely.
Well, and then he also can make you feel better by saying, well, you know, this is also an air ambulance. So if you get sick, I'll just fly it to the hospital. And you've been working on it for about a year and a half. About how many pilots have you guys interviewed?
We've interviewed, I would say, about 45, 50 pilots.
Yep.
We have at least the same amount to go, maybe 30, 40 more pilots to interview.
Are you filming around the grounds here?
A little bit. I have, you know, we had the A380 come in.
That's not an airplane. That's an apartment.
Yeah, well, exactly.
It's a
building. But it's about the future of aviation. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We had a camera with Rico on the Red Bull Air, you know, things. And I've been going around getting some stuff. I'm going to do a lot of shooting, probably some more shooting tomorrow, actually. Yesterday I was going to go shoot, but that didn't work out with the weather. So.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good part of flying, too, what you do when you're not able to.
Yeah, I just didn't want to take the cameras out in the rain.
yeah.
We had a really wonderful interview with Tom Poveresny while we were here.
You know, you were asking if it was my first time. It's my first time. We're camping. We've been here for almost 10 days now. And on top of that,
getting the full flavor.
Oh, yeah. On top of that, we got to attend the Gathering of Eagles event last night, which mm-hmm. was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Record fundraising for the Young Eagles last night.
Which yeah, they sold the car. They auctioned the car.
They sold the car, right?
What did it go for?
I believe it went for $250,000.
That's pretty
good. Yeah,
darn
last
good.
Year, the same person bid on the car and got it for $500,000.
I was going to ask if Tom bought it, but.
Yeah.
Wow, that's some serious money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other things we're doing here, this, you know, we're basically here to promote the film. We have tonight at, what time, 8 o'clock, 7:45,
8 o'clock
at the Fly-In Theater. We're actually premiering our third trailer. We have two trailers that we've done before to kind of help promote the film, but we actually specifically put together a whole new trailer that we're to premiere here at Oshkosh.
So. And that trailer will run prior to the scheduled
movie. The X-15 movie, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to try.
And I think
there's
a little
that.
Q&A, or at least we're going to be
exactly. We're going to be interviewed for about 10 minutes prior to the premiere of the trailer, and then X-15 rolls.
Yeah.
Wow, that's an amazing story. Are you guys covering the home build angle at all?
Absolutely, we're covering all aspects of aviation as much as we can. Home build, the future of aviation. We've talked to balloon pilots, glider pilots,
helicopter pilots,
ultralight pilots. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you name it. It's not about airplanes. It's about why do pilots feel the need to leave the Earth, and how does it affect them?
What drives them?
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, why do we feel? I got another one for you. Why do the skydivers feel it's necessary to jump out of
those
a perfectly
are,
good
those
airplane?
Guys are
that's
crazy.
A whole other film,
that's,
right?
Yeah, that's a whole. Actually, oddly enough, we actually interviewed Joe Kittinger, Colonel retired Joe Kittinger, but we didn't talk about his leap off the platform. We talked about him learning how to fly.
Staying in
the airplane.
Yeah. Which, yeah, he admittedly, he actually prefers.
That's good. That's very good. So the pilots are the stars.
Pilots are the stars. The story is told through the voices of the pilots. Where the collection of pilots that we're going to be talking to range from student pilots all the way to astronauts. As a matter of fact, two of the Virgin Galactic pilots are going to be in the movie. They also happen to be the chief pilots for Virgin America. Great guys. You know, we're going to pick out the sound bites that fit the storyline and weave it through some beautiful air-to-air footage.
Well, I like this one still you have here of the kid who looks like he's on the roof of the car and the cub is passing
yeah.
him. That's
he's,
cool.
He's running along a little dirt strip as the cub goes by and
yeah.
kind of one of our little signature shots there.
That's a nice shot.
Thanks.
Well, I'm looking really, really looking forward to the completion of this. I want to see this one.
Thank you. Thank you
very much.
When is the scheduled release date?
We're looking at late 2010 at this point.
Now, this is going to be released into theaters or direct to DVD?
Great question. We are hoping to have somewhat of a soft release here next year at Oshkosh. We'll see how things go with the production. But the distribution plan calls for Amazon, Pilot Mall, Sporties, iTunes for direct downloads, and then we're going to take it to around the country to air shows and film festivals and whatnot.
Well, sign me up for a copy.
And it should be noted that we're also planning on dubbing the films in 7 different languages. So it's not just about, you know, this is a global thing. Piloting, being a pilot is a global thing. So we wanted to get it out all over the world.
Yeah. Are you planning to go to other countries to talk to pilots?
You bet.
Absolutely. If we can, we have some Russian pilots that have gotten a hold of us. We have some group of pilots down in Kenya, I believe it was.
In Kenya and Brazil, and Russia and China and India. They're all over the place, and Australia.
And flying's got to be totally different in those countries.
It is, and you know why it's so different is because, you know, in places where GA doesn't exist or exists only to the elite or the rich, there's this bottled-up hunger outside the U.S., for aviation, so anything that you show them like this, it gets eaten up. We're looking forward to going around the world and talking about to other pilots.
All right, very good. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining us.